Jan Vermeulen, he's editor at large at mybroadband.co.za. It's the best tech site. Go and check it out if you want to know anything about tech. Simon wanted to know about passwords.
Yeah, I do want to know about passwords. My method of keeping my passwords safe is to write them on a piece of paper and keep them in the drawer next to my computer. Clearly, there are better ways than that. Been investigating these services, 1Password, LastPass. Am I safe? Do they deliver? Can I use them? What do you as an expert feel about those services?
Yeah, they're very good services. You can choose basically any one of them, any one of the big ones, whether you're using LastPass, 1Pass, KeePass. Choose the one that you think has the best feature set for you. There's a bunch of us that ended up choosing LastPass for various reasons, mainly early mover advantage on their part. And then you kind of get stuck with them because, so when you make the decision, make it long term, because, once you've got like 800 passwords in a service, it's really tedious to try and move to another one.
So Jan, do you actually not know your passwords? Are they totally generated by the system and saved by the system?
Yeah, exactly. So I know a couple of passwords because, you just end up typing them a lot, but and you obviously need to know your password manager's password. So that's sort of the whole idea behind, you know, where LastPass's name comes from. It's the last password you'll ever need to know. Or, you know, 1Pass.
So let me just IT for dummies. You need to know 1 master password, and for all the rest, it will generate a random password at different times and remember them for you.
Right. The random password is not compulsory. You can choose to generate random passwords, which I really recommend for highly sensitive services. Most of these tools can generate random passwords for you, and then they remember them on your behalf.
And the obvious question, Jan, I mean, if somebody breaks in or manages to hack just that 1Password, then they've got all my 800.
Right. And so you've got to trust these services that they're using sophisticated encryption on their data. And LastPass has in fact been breached before.
Ooh.
But they notified their customers in good time. They said exactly what the problem was and which passwords you need to change. They forced everybody who logged into the service to change their master passwords just in case. Even though those weren't really in danger. And so they made sure, you know, they made sure that people were properly informed that there had been a security breach and what needs to be done to make sure your passwords remain safe. And the thing is that even with that security breach, the actual passwords that they store could not be compromised because of the way that their system was built. And so they just kind of told people, hey, listen, this thing has happened. If you feel uncomfortable at all, you know, we assure you that, you know, in these circumstances, everything is safe. Just for the sake of perfect safety, we're forcing everybody to change their passwords. But if for whatever reason you feel unsafe, then, you know, here's the notice so that you can change all your passwords. And then they also make it pretty easy to go through all your services and change your passwords as well.
Jan, I noticed.
It can be tedious, but yeah, it's better that than having weak passwords everywhere. Even your system of writing strong passwords down on a notepad and keeping it by a computer is stronger than having weak passwords.
Oh, that is interesting. Finally, just wanted to ask you, some cost significant amounts of money and others are free. Does that indicate quality and security, or is it no connection?
Not really. And you can actually, there are various options like built into platforms now. So like Android has a password manager built in that you can use. Apple has a password manager that goes between all its different devices, but obviously it's not portable, you know, when you move to something that's not Apple based. A lot of these services have a free tier. And then what they do is they encourage you to pay for the service. So LastPass's model, for example, they have a free service, but if you want to use it unrestricted on your mobile phone, then they ask you to pay.
Okay.
You can still access your passwords from your mobile phone, but if you want autocomplete and all those kinds of nice features on your cell phone, then you need to pay for the service. So different tools have different models, and just because they have a free tier, no, doesn't mean that it's a weaker service.
Inferior
and
in any way,
you know, there are services built right into your browser. Firefox has a pretty good password manager built in that you can move between your desktop browser and, you know, if you use Firefox on your smartphone. So there's a lot of options to look at when choosing one of these services. But don't get caught in analysis paralysis. Look at 10 and then decide which one is going to be better for you rather than have none.
Jan Vermeulen, as always, thank you so much for the invaluable advice. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about VPNs. There's no personal agenda here whatsoever. But yeah, thank you.
In short, are they legal or illegal?
VPNs legal. Depends on where you are in the world. In China, that might not be true, but it's about how you use it. It's like any other tool. Guns are legal until you use one to kill someone.
Good point. Thank you so much. Jan Vermeulen.
Sam, my pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Cheers. Bye.